Just imagine a scenario whereby you go to your church website, the URL that you always go to. Maybe you're looking for something in particular. You're going to listen to a message, or you're going to read an article, or you want to see if there's anything new on the church calendar. And you open up the hyperlink, or you open up the favorite site the way you always do, or you Google it, and you look at the screen and you're shocked. It doesn't look like your church website. You're wondering, have I stumbled upon the wrong website? You double check and refresh the screen. Search again. And the same thing's on your church website. There's a message from Richard Dawkins, evolutionary biologist and famous atheist. There are words on the screen. The words say things like, let us be clear from the start. Any religion of any kind is a sickness to this world. A sickness that creates hate and intolerance. A sickness that brings people to wage war on their fellow people. A sickness has come to this world long ago when mankind wasn't educated. A sickness that has brought false hope and suppression to those who believed. And often even more terror and suppression to those who dared not to believe. You wonder what is going on. What a weird message to find on your church website. What's happened here? There's an anonymous group of hackers that must obviously hate God and hate everything associated with God. These people need to experience the love of God, but they haven't. They hate God. They hate all who are associated with God. The hypocrisy of those who are associated with God makes them sick. So sick and so bothered that they make it their business, they make it their practice to assault religion, specifically Christianity. So on March 2nd in the state of North Carolina, three websites were hacked. Internet hackers pulled down the main page of the church website and instead replaced it with a message. A message like the one I read. A picture. A name. An assault, if you will. The hackers, according to this article, now let me give you the details. Anonymous hackers called religion a sickness and they declared war on Christianity, writes Christian Post reporter coming to us from thechristianpost.com. The article was posted on March 5th, 2012 at 12:42 p.m. And it makes specific reference to what has happened here. There was a tweet given on Friday that it informed 276,783,000 followers of Anonymous. That's all they are. Number Anonymous. That's the group. They've posted a 30-minute long YouTube video. Richard Dawkins, an atheist, calls to arms, was posted on the websites of Bethel Outreach International Church, Charlotte International Church, and Crossfire Ministries, all from North Carolina, but seemingly chosen at random, in which Dawkins encourages non-believers to unite and stick up for their belief. So I've taken the time to find this Google video, or this YouTube video. I've Googled this YouTube video. Richard Dawkins, an atheist, calls to arms. And I thought we could listen to just a few minutes of it and get a sense of what's going on here and provide a little bit of commentary. So join me as we listen to Richard Dawkins, February 2002, Monterey, California, February 2002 in California. Let me paint the picture for you. Dawkins is standing at a lectern of sorts. It's got a laptop to the right, and then he's got his hands on a table of sorts. There's a computer in the background, and he's got a leisure suit with those wide lapels. You remember that? So let's take a listen. As he talks about his death and some music that must have played in the intro and how he wants it at the funeral.
Triumphal. I won't feel anything, but if I could, I would feel triumphal at having lived at all, and at having lived on this splendid planet, and having been given the opportunity to understand something about why I was here in the first place before not being here. Can you understand my quaint English accent? Like everybody else, I was entranced yesterday by the animal session, Robert Full and Franz Lanting and others, the beauty of the things that they showed. The only slight jarring note was when Jeffrey Katzenberg said of the Mustang, the most splendid creatures that God put on this earth. Now, of course, we know that he didn't really mean that, but in this country at the moment, you can't be too careful. I'm a biologist.
Now, think about what we just heard in just this short little introduction. He calls it a splendid planet, a splendid planet, and yet the anonymous attackers who post this YouTube video on these three church websites, of course, against the church's wishes, speak of how miserable, how sick, how everything here is basically not good. And yet he calls it a splendid planet. Then I want you to notice how he makes reference to knowing why he is here. Now you need to learn to think analytically. You need to learn to work through things. You need to be able to recognize that the very why, the answer to the question why implies another. He says, why I was put on this planet, or why I was here, or why I was to live, or why I existed. All that, every bit of that, any way you look at it, any angle you look at it, all implies something else. All implies an external push, or being, or intelligent designer, or something else. Here's my point. Maybe I'm not making it very clear, so let me back up. If he, Richard Dawkins, is only a product of evolution, that is to say, that it's just a process, a process, a process of a process, and he is just a byproduct of a sexual encounter between two adults and a male sperm interacting with an egg, if that's all he is, in the greatest scheme of things, he's a bag full of chemicals, a being of atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons, that's all Richard Dawkins is, then there is no why. A dog doesn't say, why am I on this planet? A frog doesn't say, why am I on this planet? A worm doesn't say, why am I on this planet? A mosquito doesn't say, why am I on this planet? And I find it amazing that he's given credence to the beauty of the earth, the magnificent animals on the planet, and he says how moved he was with evidently a previous seminar that was given the day before, and then it appears that the leader of the seminar, the spokesman of the seminar, must have slipped up and either intentionally or inadvertently or by an act of God made reference to God. So this is what we're dealing with here. And the reality is, whether you like it or not, the reality is that Richard Dawkins, an atheist, calls to arms, is in fact a religious video. Now, albeit it is a false religion, but when he's asking a group of people to unite around beliefs, he is in fact creating a religion. Whether he likes it or not, that's precisely what he's doing. And now you can listen to the rest of the video if you want. It's Richard Dawkins, : An Atheist Calls to Arms. I want to go back for just another moment to their message. Their message. The message that they posted, the anonymous hackers. Let us be clear from the start. Any religion is a sickness to this world, a sickness that creates hate and intolerance. We do not want to hate. We do not want to be intolerant, yet we must. Now that is quite a dichotomy. For we must hate sin. We must be intolerant towards idolaters. But that hate and that intolerance drives us toward love. It drives us toward love. It drives us to love them, pray for them, do good to them, seek their will, best will. That's the focus. The message goes on to speak of a sickness that has come into this world long ago when mankind wasn't educated. A sickness has brought false hope, suppression to even those who believed, and often more terror and suppression to those who dared not to believe. There is no way around the fact that we in Christianity have much to repent for, no question about that. And yet, if we will allow the gospel to focus our lives, this accusation will not be charged against us. Because the gospel brings grace. The gospel brings patience. The gospel brings love. That's what the gospel does. If you are in a church in which standards are held higher than the gospel, you're in the wrong church. If you're in a church in which it's miserable to love Jesus, you're in the wrong church. If there isn't joy in your church, if there isn't love in your church, if there isn't compassion in your church, if there isn't tolerance for those who are not at your level of sanctification, and God is still working on their lives, and they don't dress quite right in whatever right is, and they don't listen to the right, whatever the right is, and right is elevated above the gospel, you're in the wrong church. Those are my thoughts. That's what comes to my mind when I read this very sad statement. What comes to your mind? Send me an email at pastor@BereanBaptistChurch.org, and thanks for listening.